From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, an interview with a member of the proposed Palestinian government set to take power later this week.
But first, as the Iraq war heads into its fourth year, President Bush gave another in his series of speeches pushing his upbeat message on the war.
He was in Cleveland, Ohio today, speaking to the City Club of Cleveland. Here's a little of what he said.
In the face of continued reports about killings and reprisals, I understand how some Americans have had their confidence shaken. Others look at the violence they see each night on their television screens, and they wonder how I can remain so optimistic about the prospects of success in Iraq. They wonder what I see that they don't.
Washington Post White House correspondent Peter Baker was at the speech, and he joins us now. And welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you. Well, what is it, he says, he sees that other Americans don't?
Well, the president gave the example of a city in northern Iraq, Tal Afar, where the U.S. military has had some success in routing out insurgents. And he's pointing to the example of what's happened there as a reason for optimism and confidence about the rest of the country. Experience in Tal Afar, of course, is not the same thing as what's happening in Baghdad and other parts of the country. But he's citing that because he thinks that the stories like that have not gotten through the American people on the media and television screens of the images of violence that they see every night.
Right. And one of the big issues that people are increasingly talking about is civil war. The White House insists there isn't one. Others are saying there is. Did this come up today in Cleveland?
Well, he again said that, he thought that the government was going to come together that was off the parliament that was elected in December, that if they have a unity government, that will put a damper on sectarian strife. He's calling on the Sunnis and Shiites and Kurds to put aside their differences and create this unity government that would move forward. But, of course, that's been a very difficult process and hasn't been so successful so far.
And increasingly, Americans believe that Iraq is headed towards civil war. The president isn't getting a lot of support from Americans with his position on the war. Will these speeches help him?
Well, the White House looks at this as the only choice they really have. He gave a series of speeches last November, December on the war that you could argue helped up his poll numbers a little bit. That was certainly the only time his poll numbers have gone up in a substantial way in the last 6 or 8 months. So they sort of return to the strategy and believe that as long as he's talking about the war, at least it gives a counterpoint to the graphic images that people are seeing on the news. So there's not a lot of other options if you're not going to change your policy than to go out there and try to explain why you're feeling optimistic even if the news seems pessimistic.
Mm-hmm. Now, the president doesn't get into unscripted moments like today's Q&A very often, and his first question was pretty unusual. Someone tried to liken the Iraq war to the apocalypse. He treated it with some humor. And in general, he seemed to be having a pretty good time with this Q&A.
Well, he's good in audiences like this. I mean, he's able to go back and forth, and he responds to the questions and makes jokes, and he, it's not a pre-screen audience here today, according to the White House, but it was a relatively friendly one. Even the tough questions were asked in a friendly and respectful manner, so it wasn't a very hostile crowd in that sense, and he sort of, draws some energy off of that. They've decided to do these kinds of things a little bit more often in the last couple of months because I think that they make him look less sheltered, less isolated if he is, in fact, interacting with an audience that's asking him questions. And I think that they know that most of these audiences tend to ask questions while they may get to the heart of the matter, aren't as sort of tough or edged as, say, reporters would at a press conference.
Thank you very much. Washington Post White House correspondent Peter Baker speaking to us from Cleveland.
Thank you very much.